napredi da li svi dokmani da li tu žive i on išto pare pa vam se parira kačarija što da stvari što više ima za pivu na te. Sile ne radimo još tamo ima raz, a to da tu ova duže varga, especially today, on tu se da li svi da šile bakti se da li se da li se da li se Ani fatto in this world the mission of Chikitan Mahaprabhu in such a manner that we are able to take advantage of that being sitting here today at the lotus feet of Shiva Gurudev and in the association of respected Vaishnavas like Sripa Bhaktivedanta Maharaj Maharaj, our Brahmachari Dan and Prabhu. Today, this imperial day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who was very special parikar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. He appeared in the holy place of Sri Jagannath Puri, in the house of his father and also his guardian, nourisher, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the manifestation of the spiritual Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radhika herself. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, at that time, was living in Puri as a magistrate, and the mother of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, name was Bhagavati Devi. She gave birth to her son and they called him Bimala Prashad, the mercy of Bimala Devi, the potency of Sri Jagannath Devi. At the time of his birth, he had tilak signs on his transcendental body. Kanti Mala sign was there, Upanaya, everything. Umbilical cord was like Upanaya, like the sacred thread of the Vaishnavas. It was a very special occasion, and at that time, very soon after that, perhaps 6 months after that, there was the festival of Rath Yatra. And Jagannath Dev's car came in front of the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the car was checked there. It could not move further on. This is the transcendental pastime of Lord Jagannath Dev. When he is brought from what is the Mandir
called? From Jagannath Mandir to
Gundicha Mandir. Coming from Dwarka to Vrindavan on the way. Sometimes Jagannath Dev, he doesn't move, and no matter how much power is applied, elephants and pulling, nothing is moving forward. Only by the causes, mercy and desire of Jagannath Dev himself, he will move on. These are very famous pastimes. So at that time, the car stopped right in front of the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he brought his son and offered at the lotus feet of Jagannath Dev, and at that time garland fell from Jagannath Dev and at the transcendental body of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada to be in the future, Vimala Prasad at this time. So in his young age, we see that all these auspicious symptoms, they are a indication that this is a very great Mahapurush, great personality. So in his young age, he was exalted in so many areas, especially in his studies. He was so qualified that he knew the signs of bhakti by studying under the guidance of his beloved father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He learned all the essence of bhakti, and in school he was not very much inclined to be involved in studying the matters of this world or discussing them, but he was always emphasizing the process of bhakti so much so that even though he got title, I think the Bhakti Siddhanta title was given at school. Siddhanta Saraswati was given at school for his preeminence in studying. He was so qualified, he was the most expert astrologer. Yeah. And they gave him a honorable seat in the university, but he refused to participate in that type of process of learning. Rather, he concentrated and dedicated all his energy to go and enter the process of bhakti. So many beautiful pastimes were there. Yeah. They were there.
When Srila Prabhupada when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, he did not appear alone. He took his all associates. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada appeared with his all associates. And very few years he has spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Raghunath in the whole world. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur made a plan that like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, we should follow them, but not totally like that. Like a mission, at that time Ramakrishna mission and so many missions were preaching everywhere. So like a mission that we establish whole in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, Brajmandal, here, there, in the whole world. And we will teach brahmacharis and sannyasis the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this way we will train sannyasis, brahmacharis, and they will preach the mission of Mahaprabhu in the whole world. He was a very learned boy, very qualified. Perhaps you heard that he took birth in Jagannath with trade and so many things, Tulsimala and every thing. And he was very intelligent, sharp memory. Went to Sanskrit college and in few years he told that I have not come to learn from them, I have come to teach them. He left college. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur thought that how he will earn his
livelihood.
Life. But Prabhupada not a man of this world. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also knew. And then Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur bought the jamindari.
Land
in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthday. And there he made like a hot gopari for Gaurapriya, Vishnupriya Devi, Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, and he discovered the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sakhi Devi were there. And then they found
Kurma.
Kurma Devi.
Kurmadev.
Chaturbhujmurti.
Kurmadev.
Vasudev.
Kurma. Kurmadev. Kurma. Dev.
Kurma. No, no. Kurmadev to...
Teller.
Ekhanei. Aki. Kalikata.
Ekhanei.
And... Thus, in Gaur Purnima, he met with Srila Bhakti and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He used to come to Gurdwara Dweep to meet Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he used to song Gaur Kishore Das. কোথায় ও মই
প্রেমময়ী রাধে
রাধে রাধে
দেখা দিয়ে প্রাণ
দেখা দিয়া প্রাণ রাখো মোর
রাধে
রাধে রাধে
তোমার কাঙ্গাল তোমার কাছে
প্রভুপাদ হ্যাজ রিটেন ইন হিজ লাইফ আই নেভার হার্ড উইথ প্যাথেটিক টোন আই ওয়াজ মুভড বাই হিজ প্যাথেটিক টোন অ্যান্ড আই ফেল্ট দিস পারসন Though blind, he cannot sign, but he has realization of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So I must select my Guru Dev life. But Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj has promised, I will not make any disciple. Then Prabhupada left eating and everything, sleeping, and studies began to do, studies okay. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur was moved and told to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, you have come to be merciful to all, but how you are very cruel to this boy. Do you want that this boy should die? Then he told that I will ask
Gaur Sundar,
let me ask. Second day, third day, Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, have you asked? I forget. Then he again asked why to see eagerness of that boy. And then he, Godrum, he initiated Prabhupada. He gave Harinam and Diksha. And there are so many histories you will know, and you know all these things. So we praise Srila Prabhupada that at his
disappearance,
this auspicious day, he should be merciful to us that we can enter in the roop of Raghunath Bani. Gaur Premanande Hari Bani.
You recorded everything on video? Oh. We can send a clip for you. That's okay. I think you're not able to meditate, you recorded it.
No.
Why so hard?